Thank you, Lord. Go ahead. It's on. This is Sunday morning. This is 6:30:19. I just heard the voice of the Lord say to me, I am the great God, and I am the God that does miracles. I have never stopped doing miracles. People in the church think, where is the power of the Lord? Where are His miracles? I have never stopped doing miracles. But you must understand today, my children, that as you go forth and you begin to do the will of the Lord, you begin to take it to the streets, you begin to take it into all the world, like they did in the book of Acts, then you're going to begin to see those miracles come again. You're going to see those miracles come again, and they're not going to be by your hand. They're going to be by my mighty hand, and they'll just happen. Expect them. Begin to expect them wherever you go. These miracles happening to this one and to that one as they request for you to pray for them, or I'll show up in your behalf because that's what I do. I'm the miracle-working God. I have never stopped doing miracles, but my church stopped obeying me. My church stopped taking it out. They're so sick and they're so tired. They come just expecting to get their sales filled, and they don't care about anybody else. But as they began to change and they began to see what it says in my word to do, they began to say, Lord, we want your will to be done, not our will to be done. Your will to be done this morning, not my will to be done. When they began to look that way, then they'll begin to get into the flow of my miracles. I'm a miracle-working God. I've never stopped doing miracles. I will never stop doing miracles. It'd go against my nature to stop doing miracles because that's all I do is good. That's all I want to do. And as you get in line with me and do what I have told you to do, you'll see the miracles show up at your fingertips. You'll have that for whoever comes to you who is weary. You'll have the word. You'll have the answer. And then, as this kind of thing begins to grow, it'll spread like wildfire. And before you know it, the whole body of Christ will just be on fire and doing exactly. Be the one that makes the change. Be the one that goes and expects. Be the one. Be the one that stays on fire. Be the one that stays on the edge. Be the one that's willing to step out and obey me. And I'll perform mighty miracles in your behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.